Blog Talk Radio.
Death before dishonor, loyalty lives.
As I enter industry with thoughts so lucrative, I was self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious DVD. We'll fight until the end. Giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get to walking,
don't,
and I'm saying,
yeah,
keep it as a reminder. Never stay lost, never dishonor. Games didn't work, must find something to keep on falling. You're part of the solution and you're part of the problem. So we looking for something different, cause we done heard the calling. The time is now, no longer can I stand any more stolen. Understand you possess a consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no older.
Good evening and welcome to The Race. My name is Colby. You can find me on Twitter at KAT5COLBY.
This is Rome. You can find me on Twitter at 5inRome, GIBINROME.
Are they capitalized this time?
They're not. Actually, the only thing that's capitalized is the R. So.
You need to get on that. I need a capital V, please, sometime within the next week.
No, you'd be all right.
So, how has your weekend been? Have you moved your clock forward?
Yeah, so everybody has moved their clock forward. Yes, I have. I moved mine forward while I was at work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, otherwise you're probably confused as to why you're listening to us right now. Right?
Exactly. Are you guys early?
No.
I'm late. But yeah, we're good.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a good weekend?
I did. It was a really good weekend, you know. Got to relax a little bit, got to go to the beach. It was great. It was a good time. What about you?
Yeah, I had a good weekend, too. You know, I'm traveling this weekend because of spring break. But it's been good. So, you want to start us off with our first story?
No, my story is a bit big, so.
Story's a bit lame. I understand. You know, sometimes that happens. We can't all have awesome stories like I do. I'm sorry, you just don't have that kind of skill. Speaking of awesome stories, here's one that's terrible. A couple while having sex in Zimbabwe got attacked by a lion, and the woman died. And this isn't the first case where a female died. I guess it's not common to get attacked by lions there while having sex, but for some reason, only the women ever die.
That is an interesting story. You can find this kind of stuff.
It's a sneeze. I can't tell you my sources. Why?
Hello?
So that's my story.
You're not going to elaborate on it? You don't have anything else for it?
Okay, yeah, we were having sex near a primary school, so it's kind of karma.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's very interesting.
Yeah,
that is karma. Did the lion get away?
Yeah. After the guy was all shook up and he ran away and told people, they came back and found the woman half-eaten carcass. It's a great way to end that.
Yeah, very much so. You know, as I'm saying, I'm not sharing a story. Speaking of which, let me tell you about the story. Now, you can see, like, different ways people got together and started a relationship and not got married. I was looking at one kind of interesting, animal part. The couple had a relationship after visiting a pet cemetery. Turns out, mourning the loss of him, deceased loved one, you could decide to strike them both.
This is weird.
Hey. Yes, I would think so. You know, I think you will only have sadness at the cemetery, but I guess if you guys are comforting each other, one thing leads to the other, and hey, boom.
Sorry for your loss. Here, let me kiss it, make it better.
There you go.
There you go.
I wouldn't want to meet somebody at that cemetery. First off, I don't do that.
I don't either. I think they're
weird.
Really weird. Yeah, weird is the best way to say it because
I feel like you're spending way too much money on a dead pet.
Right. I mean, the pet's long gone. I mean, yes, you have your memories and all that jazz. That's what the backyard's for. The backyard, like Milo, Fido can no longer run around in.
What about Marley?
Or Marley.
Such a sad movie.
Yeah. You find a nice little corner, you make a little shrine, and call it a day. Yeah. What's wrong with a shrine?
I didn't walk there. Like, that was it.
Your shrine is not as impressive as my shrine. Did you have a shrine for each pitch?
Shut up.
You don't know this already. Some people have difficulty keeping fish alive. I know, they're fish. You do feed them, clean the tank, that's about it. You don't have to take them for a walk. Don't have to take them for a walk or anything, but hey. You want some sushi?
So I named my first fish sushi.
Yeah.
And then my friends would make the running joke, okay, so are you on like sushi 34 now? Or?
Yeah.
It's not funny at all.
I guess in her defense, it wasn't entirely her fault. Maybe it's just she just continuously picked out sick or on the way out fish.
Don't buy fish from Walmart. They won't last.
Nope.
Ever.
More than
it is. Or pet stores. They don't need
it. Yeah.
Or, you know, like,
I
really
do whatever for it, though. That's funny.
Do you remember what?
Next story.
I had a birthday fish. He was free. It lasted longer than any of the others.
See, special fish like that, you know, I guess.
Moral of the story is don't pay for fish.
Yeah, if you pay for fish, they die quickly. Or, I'm not sure.
Well, speaking of critters and killing things, wow, that actually just did. There's a new study that, I mean, what was it last week that the kid with, was it AIDS was cured?
Yes, HIV, actually. What?
You're on the same page.
AIDS is a result of HIV.
Okay.
I always paired them like HIV, AIDS, same thing. Yeah.
I call it HIV.
You don't call it HIV? It's not HIV. Where have you been at? Keep up with the times.
Right. So anyway, this story was saying that nanoparticles in bee venom, they destroy HIV. So that's pretty freaking awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
But
glad they're finally finding a cure for this disease that's been plaguing.
After so long.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy. But, I mean, it's about time. It's ridiculous, but it's about time. I guess that's how they did that with the Mississippi baby. That was your story.
No, that was really good. That wasn't anything special. When somebody gets, somebody contracts HIV, they, you know, they have a standard procedure of, you know, treatment to help ease the person and try to prevent them from turning it to AIDS. Sorry. Prevent HIV from turning it to AIDS. The person doesn't turn it to AIDS.
Wow. You want to hear something scary? Each day, almost 7,000 people contract HIV around the globe. 7,000 a day.
7,000 a day?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Again, yes.
That's crazy.
So
it's a little depressing.
It is. It's just a world that we live in.
Yeah.
Let's go to a music break. We had a request for All the Cool Things by Kanye West. And we'll be back with more news after that. All of the
want you to see all of the light. Welcome back to The Race. I'm Colby, and I'm with my co-host, Rome.
You can find me on Twitter at Vibe and Rome.
And, of course, you can find me on Twitter at KAT5COLBY.
Capital, lowercase, or?
Capital K, lowercase A-T, 5. And then capital C. I'm trying to figure out how to spell my name. Capital C, capital K, not in that order. You can also call in and join us at 646-478-3599. Call in anytime, join the conversation, press 1 to join, or just listen to listen. Funny how that works. Do you have any other?
I do. I have a pretty largely disputed topic here. I don't know if you're ready to discuss this topic. I know I am. I get heated debates about this topic very often. So here we go. Get some guys in trouble. Maybe get some girls in trouble. Let's all get in trouble together. But the topic for
somebody's taking too long. So basically, is omitting lying? Can you? Are you lying by omission? If you
that is a lie. It's not. About everything that you said is the truth. So you're saying that the truth is a lie if you don't include all the details. The truth.
But you're confusing me.
How am I confusing you?
No. If you are telling the truth but purposely leaving things out, that is lying by omission.
So no matter if you tell the truth or not, you can be lying.
Right.
That's correct.
It's not, because it's
like if you know that somebody's going to get upset because they don't know something, and so you leave it out.
But everything that you say is the truth, you're lying.
Sound effect, because he's just
talking at life. I just can't take this.
No, it's not. You're saying that even though I may say everything that comes out of my mouth is the truth, just because a few details are not there, because you, according to the definition, lying by omitting is leaving out or excluding either intentionally or forgetfully. So if you accidentally leave something out, oh, you're lying. So that's my whole take on why. I just don't believe that's valid. It's not a valid statement. It's just.
But it is. Like, if you, I'm sorry, I have to take care of that sound effect. Thanks.
No. Like, if you're leaving it out of the conversation.
Understand the words. She just doesn't. You're making your own definition of a minute.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just told you. All right. You know what? Whatever.
Urban Dictionary.
Yeah. That's a very accurate source there.
Yeah. Lying by Omission.
Alright, well, first of all, that's so omitting. If you guys are looking at the home, it's O-M-I-T-T-I-N-G.
That's not what I was looking for, okay? Lie of omission. Alright. Urban Dictionary. Oh, interesting. Something your girlfriend makes up to make you feel bad about doing something.
Thank you, Urban Dictionary.
Thank you, co-host.
In capital. Hey, I'm your host. Shut up. In capitals, it says it is not a lie if they don't ask about it. Okay, let's. If you don't tell me after you cheat, what? This isn't. What? It's a lie of omission. That's just. This is dumb. Okay, let's try something credible. No, it's not.
I love you. Thank you.
All right,
let's do a dictionary
and comment. Good. Hey,
are you feeling good? I'm fine. I know that I'm right. And you're wrong.
And well, your first
source
is like, shut that
up again. But that's Urban Dictionary. I just thought that it would be more entertaining than this. Like, I did, but I was wrong for once. First time all year, I was wrong. I don't know. What is it, lying by omission? I'm going to say it's actually me. I doubt it.
It's me. Since you don't want us to my definition of it.
Leaving out factual details deliberately that would drastically change the meaning of what was said.
That's not even on dictionary.com. That's Yahoo. Answers. Anybody can answer that. Anything else? Then next one.
Hold on.
You want to change the subject? So, yeah, feel free to call in. The topic will be on the table for the duration of the show. And if you have some interesting feedback, you know, let us know. You know, you express how you feel over the air. So, I'll move on from this battle.
You have what? To leave out, fail, or include to mention. Fail to include or mention. Yeah. So, that sounds like it's purposeful. No.
If you forget. Do you remember everything? Do you remember everything?
No.
Hmm. So you could possibly omit.
All right, so now on the next subject.
Like you said, that subject's going to be on the table for the next hour. Feel free to call in and give your 2 cents because I need somebody on my side. Sir Christian Kiss is the bravest thing ever. I don't know about the bravest thing ever. But during a parade in Mostar, Bosnia, Bologna, I can't pronounce things, students were walking through the town with their flags for their cultural parade, and a Serbian guy and a Croatian girl who were dating were walking hand in hand, and I guess that's a big political statement. And then when an old lady asked how they could dare walk next to each other, they kissed. And that's just a big political
statement. That's pretty awesome. Oh, you don't like this one together? Let's make out right now.
Right. I mean,
awesome.
That is pretty cool. It reminds me of a conversation I had this weekend about interracial dating and marriage and procreating. Quite similar. People just not understanding. Oh, why? How could you do that? Like this. This is how. Oh.
Maybe not for the on the opposite end of that. A wife of a millionaire went to the unprecedented case that to overturn a prenup agreement. If you guys don't know what prenup is, where have you been? But I'll let you know. A prenup is either for a guy or a girl who gets in a relationship with someone else and pretty much saying that whatever you come into the relationship with, that's what you're leaving. Should our...
That's what you're leaving with?
You come in with what you leave. You leave with what you came in with. You don't get to...
You forgot
to...
It's a...
So... The reason that I'm not being interrupted anymore because I'm talking now. The reason for her winning the case is because she brought up evidence to say that she was coerced into signing it, that it was supposed to end pending that, you know, they got their first house together and that she bared his first child. 12 years after all that transpired, she is still under the prenup. So she took it to court. And she had to get rid of 3 lawyers and start doing the research herself because she wasn't winning the battle. And eventually, things turned in her favor. So, how do you feel about prenups?
I think I don't know how I feel. I just think that was a lovely topic.
It was a lovely topic?
No, it was really boring. But prenups, I guess if you're rich, that's fine. I don't know. I feel like...
people get prenups when they're not rich, too.
I know they do, which I think is weird, but...
I think prenups are, like, set up saying, so...
We're gonna fail.
And
yeah.
When we do, you take your stuff,
and
I take my stuff,
and we'll split the difference.
Right.
I mean,
if they want to.
Right. I don't really agree with that.
Yeah. I think it's already saying, yeah, I don't think I'll be with you long, so it's just for show or whatever situation calls for at the time.
Yeah. It adds to the whole cultural. It's okay to get divorced because we've already prepared for it.
Yeah.
So, not a huge fan. Back to daylight savings. I forgot to say this earlier. Florida, my wonderful, crazy, retarded state, is thinking about having daylight savings turn year round.
How long?
I guess they would just leave it on the spring forward. I don't know. I've always thought that they should just... No, like, it's always just... No! Stop! Stop misconstruing my words. Basically, they would just, I guess, leave it where it is now and not change it anymore. It's in the legislation for this year's session. So, Senate Bill 734, if anyone would like to look up and be nerdy with me. I've always thought they should just split the difference. They're like, all right, we're only changing it a half hour this year for this fall, spring, whatever.
I didn't think they should change it at all. It's ridiculous. So what if it's, you know,
that's what
dark
I'm
outside?
That's what I'm saying. Change it half an hour. That way it's
I'm
not
saying
that
don't easy. Change it.
No. No. Listen to me. We are. No, I'm saying. Let me finish. I'm saying change it a half hour. That way it's not that big of a difference. And never touch it again. Half hour. And that way it's only like a half hour's difference depending on which side you're on. And then never touch it again. We're saying the same thing.
Don't change it at all. Not 30 seconds, not a minute. Just leave it be. And, you know, let things go. I mean. So what is a little dark outside? You just know what season it is.
So you agree with this is what you're saying?
Yes, I completely agree.
You would.
I'm saying how Florida doesn't know about seasons.
This is true. It is Senator Darren Soto from Orlando. They introduced
okay.
it. Right? Orlando. Anyway. Again, call in and tell Jerome that he's wrong about the whole lying by omission thing. It's a thing.
No, it's not. It is a thing. It's like legally legal in court, too. I just think it's a bunch of crap.
What, relationships? Or how is it a bunch of crap?
It's a bunch of crap because you can tell the truth, but even though you may be out.
On purpose.
Or by accident. You read the definition.
No, the clarifier is on purpose.
No,
if
you fail to mention something, that's what it's defined as. If you fail to mention something, then you omit something. All right? So, until we have a caller come in and back your story, I would. Appreciate it.
That number, again, is 646-478-3599. Please call
her.
And take my side.
On the positive side of relationships, why is our show geared towards relationships this week? I don't know. Interesting.
a couple.
You're getting stuck.
This was pretty. You're right. I don't hate this. This is unacceptable.
Oh no.
Go on with your story.
I can't anymore. It's too soft. I need to be tough. I need a tough story.
I need a man story.
Alright, I got a man story. Okay,
alright, let me get this on my last soft story from here on out. And then after that.
What?
Tough story. Hardcore.
Oh, man.
Yes. A couple decided to find things up with their wedding by instead of just walking or driving to the wedding, they were flown in.
Come on,
I'm still stuck on the part of me being soft, by having soft shorts. Anyway, the groom owns a helicopter company and decided to. They were. This is a soft story. I'm transitioning into a hard story. They didn't fly, and they parachuted in to the ceremony, the wedding ceremony, which is pretty awesome.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, both the bride and the groom. So that's a pretty hot way to start your wedding off. Like, oh yeah. Oh, it's coming out of the sky. Yeah. So.
That's pretty great. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's a soft story though. So.
Daughter Sasha's basketball game. He was seen going there. I guess he served as a what's called assistant coach too, as well. The team's called the Vipers for at least one season. And then he returned to the White House. There's just pictures, and it's all sweet, and they look like a little family, just like they are. If this makes sense. I just really liked it. I like that Obama is seen doing these things, and I guess he is kind of the president, the only president in the more recent years that has had daughters young enough for this kind of stuff. I guess that kind of does make sense.
It does.
But I like seeing that. It makes me feel like he's one of us. Good job to his PR team. Well, speaking of presidents, though, Jeb Bush, who is our former governor here in Florida, did say that he thinks that history is going to be kind to his brother, President George W. Bush.
Do you believe this?
Honestly, I do. Father got in, son got in. Next, I'm doing it. Well, the thing about this guy is, he has more sense. Yeah.
Is he running?
Probably. Maybe. I mean there's no point in running right now, seeing how, you know, there's another. Yeah.
I think Joe would do a lot better than
his brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I was the Bushes. He should have gotten first. Well, hey. It is what it is. Yeah. I think it's time for a let's see. I like this song. Dip It Low, Christina Milian. Enjoy.
Real talking when I make him win.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Race on Six Man Radio. This is Rome. You can find me on Twitter at lowercase v, IBIN, uppercase R, lowercase OME.
And I am your host for the night. My name is Colby. That is KAG5COLBY on Twitter. Join the conversation on there. You can at me, at Rome. You can hashtag The Race. You can hashtag Six Man Radio. You can call in, and the number is 646-478-3599. Do whatever you've got to do to join in with me on this conversation and side with me that lying by omission is a thing, and it's legitimate, and I'm right, basically.
You're wrong. You proved yourself wrong, and I've been telling you you're wrong the whole time.
I didn't, though.
Proceed to the next story. I need to dig up some more hard news stories.
Grr. All right, here's a nice little chick story. Tina Turner is finally going to be on the cover of Vogue. That has never happened before, which is kind of crazy. She's 73, and she looks good. So, woohoo. So, yeah, she's going to be on the cover of Vogue, looking awesome. You can Google it, probably, and see the picture. She looks good. Go her. And how you doing, Tina Turner? Give me a call. My number is 646-478-3599. Hit me in the DMs, whatever you want to do. I'll get back at you. Found any hard stories yet?
No, I have not. I did find this one story. One of my old stories where it hit the trash. About a boy who threatened suicide on Instagram and got a lot of letters of hope from strangers. It is.
The boy is a seventh grader, and his post on Instagram that has received thousands of letters from friends telling him not to give up on life.
So, this guy, man,
how do you feel
about this?
I'm about to go off. Go off. Do it.
Traumatizing is your life in the seventh grade that you are thinking about taking it.
Bullying is real, okay? It starts when they're very young and very...
Taking your life?
Yes. I mean, some people are just softies. They can't handle it.
Really?
It's sad. Go on. You may continue.
Yeah, bullying is prevalent, you know. Really? Taking your life? End your life? I don't want to live anymore because I'm being picked on?
I remember seventh grade and I wasn't bullied or the bullier. I was just kind of a loner. But, point. I don't know. Like, you feel a lot more grown than you are.
Really?
I still feel a lot more grown than I am, but it's just, you know. My maturity.
Or you living in La La Land. I'll go with that one. Okay, trying to think back. Everybody has jokes here and there, I guess. Some people take it further than others. He was hospitalized for depression and anxiety.
So let's put the kid on pills and not make him figure out how to deal with this shit.
Pretty much. This is how everything's just solved nowadays. How do you feel?
Take this pill.
That's what it's becoming today in our society. We talk about our society a lot, but it's so true. It's the whole nature versus nurture thing, but our nurturing side of this is really messed up.
I see you're right. He was bullied, but not this, like, in-person cyberbullying.
Dude,
picked on online.
Bad. Down on yourself and then
go outside.
People just don't
do that. Yeah. Right. I'm sorry, I was raised at a time where, you know, go outside and play the majority of the day instead of sit in front of a TV or computer or tablet. tablet or whatever kind of social media device that you may have.
So, I'm hoping that my friend Kelly is going to call in and sign with me. I'm going to work outside. Maybe this is her.
Oh.
Hi, you are live on the race.
Who are we talking to?
Hey.
Hey.
What am I, what are we talking about? Are we talking about the bullying thing or, like, the lying and omission and that stuff?
Tell me how you feel about lying by omission.
I mean, I think it's completely a thing because it's kind of like, it's the only reason why you would admit it is because you don't want them to know. So it's kind of like if they ask you straight up, are you going to lie about it? I guess it's kind of like leading you down the path to a lie.
I agree. That was my whole thing, is if you're leaving it out on purpose, then
yeah,
you're messing up.
Because it's like...
leading down the path to a lie, but not exactly lying.
See how he's like, twisting it though? It's not exactly...
It's kind of like, in a way, no, it's not exactly lying, like a full-blown out, like, I didn't go to the titty bar last night when you got glitter all over you. I get that. But just not saying, hey, by the way, I went to the titty bar. It don't matter. I'm going to get mad at you anyways. Like, if you're, it's the same thing. It kind of gets the same reaction from me. So it's not,
I agree.
It might not be a blatant all-out lie, but it is. It's the same degree of wrong.
I agree. What do you have to say for yourself?
Well, I'm glad you said it's not a lie. I
but
appreciate
it. But really going to hold on about, isn't
it? But I understand it may invoke the same emotions that a lie may.
So it's a lie?
I think they're right next to each other, though. I think it's the same damn path.
The same path. Thank you for calling and letting us know about this. I appreciate it.
This is
you're
Kelly,
welcome.
Right?
Yeah.
Of course, because you're on my side, because you're awesome like that. Did you have something to say about the bullying, too?
Well, I think you and I talked about that a little bit. I'm kind of on Rome?
Yeah.
I'm kind of on his side with it, where it's like, I don't know, it's just so sensitive and so emotional nowadays. I mean, like, I don't know, when I come home and...
Thank you. I'm not alone. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Colby. I'm completely letting you down here.
No, it's fine. Like, I get that people are oversensitive, but on the other hand, like, we need to teach people how to deal with this shit and not just, here's some drugs. Let me shove this down your throat.
I think it's kind of like one of those things that, you know, you and I were talking about the other day where it's like, we can't expect the world to nurture our children. That's our job. And when your kid goes to school, if he's bullied and he comes home and he tells you that he's bullied, your job is not to make him think, like, it's just to let him know that it's okay, that he's different now, but he's going to find his place. Not, you know, to oh, my God, they're so mean, blah, blah, blah. Like, you have to be more for them than what they're getting from anywhere else and not just allow them to be, like, this emotional mess. Like, I mean, I have a 4-year-old, and I can't, I mean... There's a certain amount of nurture that I put into it, but also at the same time, she's got to know that the world's not going to bend to fit her needs.
I agree. Thank you. I'm glad I can share that opinion with somebody.
I mean, that's not completely different from my opinion. I was just saying that, I mean, yeah, life is hard. Like, he was trying to say, grow some balls, basically. Like, and I get that, but life can seem kind of hard, even at 7th grade age.
It's
kind of what I'm getting at.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, points and times where, you know, like, I've hit a low point in my life, and it's been like, you know, but it was always like I had so much love from my family that there was never a point where I wanted to be selfish enough to remove myself from my family's life, where, you know, I might have wanted to not wake up the next day, but I couldn't leave behind the people that cared so much about me. And, you know, so I guess I don't know, and I've never been in the mindset of somebody that could actually take their own life, so I don't really know, you know, exactly what they're going through at that point in time. But I do agree that bullying is a real thing, and, you know, it's the only thing that we, you know, you can do when you raise your kids is just raise them to not be a bully, you know, and to get on to them. A friend of mine, actually, her 6-year-old son just got shot in the arm with a BB gun by a 12-year-old boy that just walked up and just shot him. And it, the mom actually took... Huh?
Sorry. Are you there?
What? Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, it's messed up. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Just, the mom actually, the 12-year-old boy walked up to the 6-year-old boy and shot him in the arm with a BB gun. And the mom actually took the gun and took the kid before the cops could get to the house and drove the kid somewhere else. And then said that he was lying about it. Said that, oh, he didn't. I mean, the kid's got a hole in an arm. And
it's messed up.
It is.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like, to me, like, if that had been my child, I'd have curb stomped the bitch and took the 12-year-old out, too. But, you know, that's my job as my parent's mom is to protect my kids. But she allowed her kids to be a bully, and she allowed them to get away with it. And that's just not right.
I love you.
You're awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I've only had like a beer and a half, too, so it can only get better.
Sweet. Well, then keep listening. Keep calling in. We're going to go to a music break.
All righty.
Thanks, Kelly.
I don't know how to hang up. So I just hang up. Okay, I'll call back.
Where everything happening today, you don't know whether you're coming or going, but you think that you're on your way. Life lined up on the mirror, don't blow it. Whoa, look at me when I'm talking to you. You looking at me, but I'm looking through you. I see the blood in your eyes. I see the love in disguise. I see the pain hidden in your pride. You're not satisfied, and I don't see nobody else. I see myself. I'm looking at the
mirror on the wall.
Whoa.
Here we are again. Through my rise and fall, you've been my only friend. You told me that they can understand the man I am. So where are we here, talking to each other?
I see the truth in your lies. I see nobody by your side. But I'm with you when you're all alone. And you correct me when I'm looking wrong. I see the guilt beneath the shame. I see your soul through your window pane. I see the scars that remain. I see Wayne. I'm looking at the
mirror on the wall. All again, through my rise and fall, you've been my only friend. You told me that they can understand the man I am.
They
so
can't
always here, talking to each other again.
Wow. Looking at me now, I can see my past. Damn, I look just like my fucking dad. Light it up, that's smoke and mirrors. I even look good in a broken mirror. I see my mama smile, that's a blessing. I see the change, I see the message. And no message could have been any clearer. So I'm starting with the man in the
mirror on the wall.
MJ taught me that.
Here we are again, through my rise and fall. You've been my only friend.
Take them to Mars, man.
You told me that they can understand the man I am. So why are we talking to each other again?
I
understand.
Looks like I did take one to Mars this time.
So why are we talking to each other again?
Welcome back to The Race.
I am Colby. You can find me on Twitter at KT5.
Everyone for the awesomest tweets in Twitterland, or you could follow my current one here, a lot lamer.
You can find me at Biden Rome on Twitter. Check out my awesome tweets.
Once every 30 days.
I think quality over quantity any day. Thank you.
I think you tweeted once that you think you're going to get a Facebook for your dog. That is not quality.
That is very much quality. I was thinking about Twitter, too, because he says interesting things. Yeah.
Like, wolf. Rough.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but when somebody starts getting Facebooks and Twitters and just social media accounts for their pets, I think that they just have gone a little too far in their own little world, and then it'd be brought back to the light.
Aren't you aware that you think the dog is talking to you?
What?
Well,
I don't know. I seriously don't know what you're talking about.
Really?
Yeah.
You told me the other day. Yeah, I think my dog is talking to me. I can communicate with my dog.
I don't know what you're talking about. I so do not know what you're talking about. Let's talk about the next story. This girl, her name is Brianna Pretty. If you have been watching the news at all, you've probably heard the story. It's kind of funny. If you haven't, that's why you've got me. You're welcome. She works as a waitress at Applebee's, and I guess it was, early February? Her driver's license, actually her whole wallet got stolen when she went out one night clubbing, and so that was her ID, her cash, everything. People have been writing checks with that, and you know how a lot of times if you write a check, you have to have your driver's license and have it match and everything. So they were writing bad checks and all kinds of crazy stuff. So this girl is working at Applebee's, where she works, obviously, and she is she goes and waits on this table, and a girl orders some margaritas and hands her ID, stolen ID. And the girl was really smart about it. She's like, yeah, I'll go get that. I'll be right back. Goes, calls the cops, they come in and arrest her. The ironic thing is the girl was 21. She could have used her own ID.
She had an ID.
People are stupid. So they're after buying drugs. I don't remember what kind of drugs. They have all kinds of drugs.
A lot of people. That's true. And this determines how much trouble you're going to be in.
That's true.
Yeah.
Nice little
listening. Yeah. I hope she learned a lot.
This is a tough
You want to go on Saturday?
This is a tough story. Maybe soft too. But Arizona, researchers have attached a prosthetic limb to the back of an alligator to make it a more efficient swimmer. The alligator lost his actual tail 8 years ago.
Wait, they did a prosthetic leg or a prosthetic tail?
I said limb. L-I-M-B. Limb.
I thought you were going to leave off with B. I'm like, I use
limb. I know. Prosthetic limb.
Be silent. And so, you maybe lose track.
Yeah, to make it the 7-foot alligator more efficient swimmer, he lost his tail 8 years ago to another alligator, I guess. Yeah, I know, right? Got another alligator hating on you, just bite your tail off, so. The alligator came of 30 illegally held alligators, and so in order to set up back in the wild and for it to live a normal life, it gave him a prosthetic tail that functions very well, making me swim better than most alligators.
Yeah, it wasn't too soft. I mean, you can't really say alligator soft.
Or getting your face bitten off.
This is true. Real quick, I wanted to give a shout out to Cobra. We were supposed to meet today, but you know, life happens. And she is with Woodshot Radio. They are on 6 Minute Radio at 10 o'clock every Thursday night. You should listen in. From what I understand, she's pretty awesome. I mean, she has to be because, you know, we've been chit-chatting today, so, obviously. I think so, the Twitter support, I'm seeing a lot right now. Jerome would say that he is, but, you know, he's not on Twitter.
I'm on Twitter enough to keep my account alive and active.
By alive, you mean, like, gasping for air and crawling on the ground, dying. Okay, sure, yeah, your Twitter's alive.
It is.
Yeah. Let's see. Rumor has it Kate Middleton is having a girl.
All right, what do we talk about?
I'm British, okay? Well, I'm not fully British. I have a little bit of Brit. Okay. My grandma, way back in the day, came from England, somewhere in there. And England, British, British, English. Let's do this little list. I'm just putting
Oh, God.
England, British people are in England. Okay, there you go. My grandmother came over from England and then popped out a baby, and her baby popped out me. And here I am. Little, like, 1/4 British person, Colby. Here I am. Anyway, Kate Middleton, who is over in England, is said to possibly be having a girl. She, was given a toy and, like, a stuffed animal, stuffed bear or something like that. And she was like, oh, thanks, I'll give it to my duh. And then she stopped herself. Everybody thinks she's going to say daughter. That's where this little rumor came about. And, but the royal couple is saying that they are not telling anybody the gender, the sex, the gender, it would be sex to be politically correct, of the baby until after it is born.
Oh, it's going to give it to my dog. Since we're on, I guess, public figures, try to stay away from them.
Well, that's different. That's completely different.
And Obama.
Yeah.
Tina Turner.
Yeah.
Well, it's my turn. Woman sues the church after it bans a NASCAR-decorated headstone for the husband. How do you feel about that one? The Catholic Church has put the brakes on the headstone design.
It's not.
NASCAR. How much do you know about NASCAR?
But NASCAR isn't a person.
It is. It is today.
Next topic. Is NASCAR a person? Call me.
Whatever. Okay, maybe not public. Yeah, those people in public.
Public figures?
They're public figures.
Public.
They make
ignorant?
You news. They're popular now.
Ignorant.
This lady's not allowing, is not being allowed to have her headstone.
No,
her husband's headstone.
I don't think the lady cares too much about Oscar.
Maybe she does. That's why she got married to the guy. Are you done chiming in?
Yeah.
To finish my story, I was saying that the husband wanted the Jason Carr wanted his headstone built in the shape of a couch.
Oh, the irony. Carr.
Yeah. Ha ha. And decorated with images of a dog, a deer, NASCAR, and Indianapolis Colts to represent his interests. But the St. Joseph Catholic Church refused to let his headstone sit in, saying that it doesn't meet old cemetery requirements.
Yeah,
sad. I know. Collective. Oh, I need a freaking sound effect for that. Oh, that does suck, though. Oh, man. Gary, the gluten-free diet, which I am familiar with. I think Rome is fairly familiar with.
Familiar with as well.
It's becoming the eighth most popular diet, lifestyle, eating way in America. Probably like lactose free or some people, no peanuts, I don't know, some allergy probably. Anyway, so there are going to be more restaurants that are catering to that. What you do? It's kind of a, I'm going to drop some weight.
Gluten free, it's good.
That's like no dairy, not dairy. No wheat, flour.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Right, because apparently, according to research, those kind of things are inflammatory substances. And,
that was the word I was looking for.
Yeah, there you go. You're welcome.
They're inflammatory because they're so processed.
Right, and what they do is they cause different skin irritations, like eczema. Or, you know, cause you to break out of your skin, or cause dieters to not lose weight because
it's bad kind.
It's the bad kind of food for you.
You mean it's the bad kind of, like, fat, and you want bad kind of food for you? I taught you well.
It does,
and it's great once you start cutting it out, you sleep better, and
you feel better,
you feel lighter,
more energized, your body is more efficient with processing and producing energy.
I taught you well. Good job, young Padawan. So, I vote we go to another more old school music break.
What do we have here?
No piggity. You don't know what that is. Oh, I was about to be very, very disappointed. So we'll come back with some more stories in about 4 minutes.
It's going down, fade to Black Street. The homies got at me, collab creations. Bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit can vouch, that dog couldn't catch me. Tell me who could stop with Dre making moves, attracting honeys like a magnet. Giving them eargasms with my mellow accent. Still moving this flavor with the homies Black Street and Teddy, the original rough shaker.
Shutting it down, good lord. Baby got them open all over town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much ground, got game by the town. Getting paid is a forte. Each and every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind.
Wow.
I think about the girl all the time.
Wow.
East side to the west side. Push the fat ride, it's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash. Stacking up the cash, fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average. It's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10. I wanna get in. Can I get down so I can? I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up, girl.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
She's got class and style. She knowledge by the pound. Baby never act wild. Very low key on the profile. Catching feelings is a no. Let me tell you how it goes. Curves the word, spins the verb. Lovers hit curves so freak what you heard. Rolling with the fatness, you don't even know what the half is. You've got to pay to play, just a shorty bang bang to look your way. I like the way you work it, jump tight all day, every day. You're blowing my mind, maybe in time, baby, I can get you in my ride.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Oh,
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
about to bag it up.
Bag it up, babe.
I like the way you work it.
Oh, yeah.
No diggity.
No diggity.
From New York City to Black Street, what you know about me? Now don't put up thing, Cartier wooden frame, sported by my shorty. As for me, icy gleaming pinky diamond ring. We be the baddest click up on this scene. Ain't you getting bored with these fake bang boards? High shows and proves, no doubt. I predict you so. Please excuse if I come across rude. That's just me, and that's how a player's got to be. Stay kicking game with a capital G. Ask the peoples on my block, I'm as real as can be. Word is born. Faking moves never been my thing. So Teddy, pass the word to your again Chauncey. I'll be sending a call. Let's say around 3:30. Queen Pen and Black.
No diggity, no doubt, baby.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity,
I got the bag.
Girl, you got it going on.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity,
no, I got the bag.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Race, part of Six Man Radio. This is Rome. You can you can watch, follow my tweets on Vibe and Rome.
Watch and follow your...
Yeah, you can watch.
You can follow and watch your tweets. You don't know this stuff. That's all right. Maybe one day you'll get it. I'm also, I am Colby. You can find me on Twitter at K-A-T-5-C-O-L-B-Y. I'm Gossamer. I like to retweet things. So follow me.
I copy people's tweets.
We being Rome, learned that doing tweets is not a good thing. Pretty recently.
So says you. The next topic for discussion is, as we left for the music break, we were talking about the gluten-free diet, and, you know, on the topic of healthy eating. New York throws out New York's ban on sugary drinks. As you know, if it's not water, chances are it has a boatload of sugar in it. So, yes, boatload. I mean, this has pretty much gone, like, from every state, people trying to have everybody, you know, be healthy. As far as, you know, people...
America's a bunch of... Use your words. Okay, we've talked about this. I'm here for you.
Going as far as, you know, them taking out fattening diets in school systems and eliminating vending machines out of, you know, public areas to reduce the consumption of sugary or fatty substances.
Sugary.
Sugary substances. You say that one. Sugary substances.
Sugary substances.
Yeah, I helped you. Anyway. So, yeah, New York City is not going to be able to ban sugary drinks. That includes energy drinks, coffees, sodas.
Thank God.
What
I
mean?
I need coffee.
You could have coffee. Just limit. You don't put sugar in it. Or cream, or any of the other stuff that makes coffee taste so good.
Ew.
You know, it's an acquired taste. You can get used to drinking coffee and tea straight with no additives. Just takes a little practice.
Tastes nasty, and then you got a coffee breath for the rest of the day.
You have the coffee breath regardless.
But it's not as bad because it's
sweet
coffee breath. I mean, maybe that's just me because I'm sweet.
You know, actually, the sugar in the coffee will make the breath smell a lot worse.
You just got this, like, cocky tone in your voice, and I do not appreciate it at all.
That's fine.
You can take that somewhere else. Well, everybody's trying to fix their
helped life on own Oprah Winfrey Network, for those of you that don't know, TV channel, cable, I think. Yes, cable. There's a show that's called Yon Love Fix My Life, where this life coach, Yon Love Van Zet, I believe her name is, basically meets with, right now I think she's meeting with celebrities and trying to coach them to fix their life. Huh, imagine that. So she did a, or she, I guess they're filming it now, the episode with DMX, and she was, you know, getting into his life and trying to help him, and he basically told her to STFU and said, you ain't got to be intimidated, man, just stop running your mouth. In other words, she touched a nerve.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think it airs on April 13th at 10 p.m. again.
What was the reply?
It doesn't say.
Oh, man.
That's why I'm like, you got to tune in. I mean, cliffhanger.
Yeah, it is. That's cliffhanger. We all know DMX, you know, is known for his bark. And not the type to, you know, hold back anything. So
it should be a good show.
It definitely should be.
But yeah, like I said, it's April 13th at 10 p.m. on OWN. I kind of want to see that. She's actually really good. I enjoy watching that also.
Good for you.
That kind of thing.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of pop culture.
Thank you.
Shut up. The Harlem Shake videos are getting people arrested.
Why would that be? If you don't know what the Harlem Shake is, another trend like planking or
it was like
TOing.
Yeah, TOing. That was a good one.
The recent one. So now it's Harlem Shaking.
I heard of owling.
I don't know
what that
is. I forgot what that one was.
Yeah, they go by so fast, you can't know what they're. No, but people are doing Harlem Shake videos in very public places trying to make a statement, and some countries aren't great with that. They aren't happy with that. So these people are getting arrested, and of course, making the news, making political statements. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Somebody received 12 stitches on his head after being beaten following an attack by a religious conservative. Wow, these stories just get so in-depth.
They really do.
All having to do with the Harlem Shake. It's just, I can't.
You know, you were
just
complaining.
It's a stupid thing to begin with, and then you're getting arrested over the 30-second video.
It sounds like you're upset because you can't Harlem Shake.
Okay, Harlem Shaking and doing the Harlem Shake are two different things. I was really excited when I finally saw people from Harlem doing the actual Harlem Shake.
Oh, you know, it's from Harlem.
Because it said so. Because the internet cannot lie.
Right. Can it omit stuff?
No, it can't. Can't lie by omission. But yeah, so I don't know. I thought that was interesting. Very interesting.
Indeed. I agree. But I guess it's time for the Harlem Shake, doing the Harlem Shake. Is that the trend that's going on right now?
It is.
Well, I guess that's being phased out, seeing how people are getting arrested for it.
I hope it is, because I wasn't talking to begin with. I don't understand.
Again, she doesn't know how to do it.
You don't have to know how to do it. You sit there, and one person dances for the first 15 seconds, and for the second 15 dances, a lot of people are just stupid. And
you
they
know how
just move. Yes, I'm telling you. They just move, and they're wearing stupid things, and they're doing stupid things. And it's just a big video of stupidness.
Huh, there's a lot of hostility
for
there.
30 seconds of dumb.
You never wanted to act wild out for 30 seconds?
Not, and put it on YouTube and be part of a trend. I'm my own trend.
You are your own trend.
My
right?
own trend of being angry at the Harlem Shake.
Look for,
we have t-shirts.
You know, look for the Colby trend.
Right. Coming to a town near you.
Yes. That she's her own trend.
I am. I'm cool like that.
Really?
I am. It's about time you get on the bandwagon and agree.
No, I will never agree with you, ever. Because you just don't, you're not right. You're wrong about the omitting. You're wrong about bullying. You're wrong about many. Every show. And your silence is golden right now. She's like, all right. So, with that being said,
see,
I will go to...
What happens is every show, I try to give my co-host about 30 seconds worth of talking because he is a co-host, and, you know, he's trying to learn how to speak on the radio, and he just doesn't have my awesome personality. So that was 30 seconds of me being quiet and running and kicking. And he completely took it and, like, used it in the toilet. It was terrible. I might have to fire him.
Really? Well... That's tough because I'm not going anywhere.
We'll see about that.
Music break. This is Flo Rida featuring Sia Wild Ones.
Back to the race. I am Coley. You can find me on Twitter at KAT5COLBY.
This is Rome. You can find me on Twitter at VibeRome, VibinRome.
You can also join the conversation at 646-478-3599. You can call in and just listen
or you can call in and join the conversation. So, over the break, we were talking about Jennifer Love Hewitt's boobs.
She was talking about it. I was listening.
We were talking. We're trying to figure out if they're real or not, because she just got them insured for $5
million. $5 million for body parts.
I mean, I had heard...
What are you going to do with that money? Like, how do you...
You just get them, like, I mean, I guess if they get saggy and she starts losing business because of it, then...
She can pawn off her boobs?
No. It's not like she's, like, giving people stock in her boobs. It's like, my boobs are saggy, so give me money. Because I can't get gigs because my boobs are sagging. Not mine first. But...
Really?
Yeah. That's the whole premise. And I know that J-Lo has insurance on her butt.
As you... go through life and deteriorate over time, you can get paid for deteriorating?
If you've got a $5 million insurance on that body part, yes.
That's pretty awesome. I changed my stance on this. I thought it was crazy at first.
No.
Paid to live. Go through life.
That's a really good way to look at it. But
yeah.
But you got to pay for it. I mean, every month, she's got to pay for her insurance, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But eventually, it's going to start making a profit off yourself. You're selling yourself to yourself.
This just got weird. This just got very strange. So, let's see, to recap on today.
We talked about omitting. So, we hope to have you we tickled your brain a little bit about how you feel about omitting. Again, you guys can...
Tickled your brain.
Yes, tickled your brain. Sad you just got that now. You can also let us know, you know, after the show, how you guys feel about omitting.
Just a reminder, yeah, I'm jumping in here. On my bio, again, that's KT5COLBY, there is a link to this show. And... tell your friends, they can listen after the show actually airs. That link is live for good. You can call in anytime and listen. And it makes us happy. Sorry, go on.
I'll soon add that link to my own Twitter account. So
maybe he'll remember to change it every week like I do. Probably not.
I will. I have a quota to meet. You know, I'm on there at least, what was it, a tweet a day? So if I shell out 7 tweets, I'm good for the week.
No, that's not how this works.
Why not?
Because I have 9,420 tweets. How many do you have? 5.
I have tweets. See, this number is not accurate. This is just for today. But I just have 5 today.
How is that just for today?
5 tweets ever?
Is that your 5 in room? That's not right.
Yeah.
Hold, please.
No, so... just 5.
I gotta look this up because I don't believe this. Because he's had more than that. As much crap as I give him. Yeah.
I get some credit.
He's looking at the wrong account. You've had 133.
That's good. It's progress.
Way to go.
Progress. Yeah.
Way to go. I've had 9,400 and some odd.
I don't like having to repeat everything.
Because you don't like losing, because that's all you do. All you do is lose, no matter what. I'm going to change that song and play it and be like,
really?
And now I want to dedicate this to my co-host.
Yes.
You find him at Vibe
Bro. What do you got to say? Say it again. It makes you feel better.
Co-host.
Get over yourself.
Host me.
Get over yourself, please. For the sake of our listeners.
He loves me. Okay, maybe not. But I think you do. Anywho, thank you for listening in. I hope that you join us next week as well. We're going to try to come up with, we come up with more stories every week, but try to keep it recent, try to keep it interesting.
And I'm going
to
come up with more tough man, hardcore type stories since I got called out being soft.
Yep.
Yeah.
I didn't want a woman for co-host. Got a little disappointed today.
Alright. Yeah, Joe. Well, thank you again for listening, and we'll be here same time next week, 7:00 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Rome at
Vibe and Rome, VibinRome.
And I'm Colby, KAT5COLBY. And you just listened to The Race on Six Man Radio.
Just before this honor, loyalty lives.
As I enter an industry with thoughts so lucrative, I was self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious DVD. We'll fight until the end. Giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get to walking,
don't,
and I'm saying,
yeah,
keep it as a reminder. Never stay lost, never dishonor. Things didn't work, must find something to keep on falling. You're part of the solution, and you're part of the problem. So we looking for something different, cause we done heard the calling. The time is now, no longer can I stand anymore stolen. Understand you possess a consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no holding back. I'm running.